If we were to hold 1 second of silence for each death caused by the First World War, it would require us to remain quiet for 162 days. At this time, we would like to honor one of those seconds belonging to Captain Willis Comfort. Willis Comfort was a 1914 graduate of the Kansas State Agricultural College. And he left here with a degree in civil engineering, and he went to Washington, D.C. and joined the Department of Public Roads at a time when we didn't have very many roads. In 1916, there was a situation on the southern border, and Willis Comfort joined the Washington, D.C. National Guard and went down with the rest of the expedition there in the Mexican Expedition. He liked the military life, apparently, because he quit his job with the Department of Roads, and he joined the United States Army, receiving a commission as a second lieutenant at Fort Leavenworth in January of 1917. He was assigned to the 16th Infantry Regiment, located at Camp Eagle Pass, and he was there when this nation declared war on April 6th, 1917. And one of the things that we do not remember as easily is that we did not have a large military at that time, and we did not know what war was going to mean. But Willis Comfort, as a member of the 16th Infantry Regiment, was sent from Texas all the way to Hoboken, New Jersey, where they boarded the ships and they went to France. And they became the members of what is now known as the 1st Infantry Division. So Willis Comfort, a founding member of the 1st Infantry Division and a Kansas State Agricultural College graduate, shows us that our partnership, this great partnership that Kansas State has with Fort Riley, it goes back farther than we had even imagined. And the gift that Willis Comfort gives us today, through his experiences and through his eyes, we see the birth of the 1st Division. And we see the importance of the 1st Division, because the 1st Infantry Division is the foundation of the modern American military. Willis Comfort was there for nearly every major event that the 1st Division had. He arrived one of the first men to step off the ships in France. He paraded with his 2nd Battalion of the 16th Regiment through Paris on July 4th, 1917, as a token of America's appreciation and, you know, honoring our oldest ally. He was there when the training took place all that summer long, and he was the company commander when they led their men to the trenches in November of 1917, and the first attack was made, and the first three Americans to be killed in action were men under the command of Willis Comfort. He was there through that harsh, horrible winter of 1918. He was part of the Great Division March, when they released themselves from training, became their own independent unit, and all 28,000 of them marched into war and marched into history. Captain Willis Comfort was killed on July 18th, 1918, when the 16th Infantry suffered some of the most dramatic losses in its entire history. But his actions that day were worthy of our nation's second highest military award, the Distinguished Service Cross, which he was awarded posthumously. As I've gone through this research and gone and shared these stories, I shared this with a very important, very, very tremendous gentleman here in town, a veteran of his own war, 50 years after the World War ended, and also a recipient of the Distinguished Service Cross, which he earned on his first combat tour in Vietnam. He earned his second during his fourth combat tour. And when I told this story to Mike McDermott, retired Colonel Mike McDermott, he got a bit of a fire in his eye, and he went in over and he tried to find out if Willis Comfort belonged to this organization, this fraternal group, very special group called the Legion of Valor. Price of admission, a Distinguished Service Cross or above. And Colonel Mike McDermott realized that Willis Comfort was not a member of this organization, and he took it upon himself to rectify that. And this past year, at the National Convention of the Legion of Valor, Mike McDermott sponsored Willis Comfort and formally inducted him into the organization that he rightfully belongs. And to honor that moment, to honor this day, to honor the sacrifices of the 48 fallen, we would like General Frank and retired Colonel Mike McDermott, representing the Legion of Valor and the 1st Infantry Division, to lay a wreath in honor of Captain Comfort, and also in honor of the great relationship that Kansas State University has with the 1st Infantry Division. Captain Comfort.